You have found Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggles, stories, and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. We are coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Radio Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kademan, business coach at Draw In Customers Business Coaching, and author of the Bold Business Book, available on Amazon. Today, we're welcoming slash preparing to learn from Jeannie Coker of Insight Counseling and Wellness. How are you feeling, Jeannie?
I'm doing great, James. How are you?
You know, now that you're sitting in this chair, things are doing all right.
Yeah, it's a good day.
So tell me, what is Insight Counseling and Wellness?
Sure. Insight is a behavioral health clinic. We're on the east side. Okay. And we're a group of psychotherapists and movement-based therapists.
All right.
And, you know, we're certified by the state, so we see people with all sorts of issues all across the lifespan. So kids all the way up, people dealing with difficulties in life, anxiety, depression,
sure,
trauma. And we take a body-centered approach. So we have some dance movement therapists on our staff.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a yoga therapist.
Okay.
And we have another person who practices yoga therapy too. So
nice.
We have a tiny little yoga studio. So we really think that the body is the key to healing.
Sure. That's mm-hmm. fair. That's very yeah. fair. So let's start with the psychotherapy part.
Sure.
So can you tell me the difference between a psychotherapy and a psychologist or psychiatrist?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So we are all master's level therapists, which
okay.
means that we all have a master's degree in either mental health counseling, marriage mm-hmm. and family therapy, clinical social work. And so a psychologist or a psychiatrist, they are PhDs.
Okay.
A psychiatrist is a medical doctor, and they can prescribe medications.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we do not do any medication prescription
gotcha.
In our clinic.
So, I would say that's a better thing.
You know, it's, there's a shortage of people who can prescribe meds, so there's always a really frustrating wait list for people to get those needed medications. So
mm-hmm.
We offer just, you know, the support around that, and we work with people who, you know, get their medications prescribed from psychiatrists or primary doctors, et cetera,
sure.
et cetera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say we,
yeah.
how many employees do you have?
Yeah. Oh, I should have counted before I left.
just ballpark.
Yeah. I think we have 8 licensed therapists on our staff.
Oh, wow.
And you know, most people work part-time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple full-time folks. And then I have a yoga teacher who does yoga therapy, and then a couple of office coordinators, support people.
Sure.
And then we also do some case management for a county program has been really great for us and for the community.
Nice.
And so we have a couple people, really bright people who are doing case management for
sure.
us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So that just led to so many questions.
Good.
Let me think where to start here. So first one, I think last time we spoke, mm-hmm. I think you had half that number of employees.
Yeah.
So
that's
you've grown.
Been a couple years. It's really been more than I ever anticipated. So we started in 2014 with just one little room.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me, and I thought, I'm just going to hang a shingle, and I'm going to be a therapist.
So
I'm going to do yoga. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, right? It didn't really work out that way.
Oh.
In order to be able to accept insurances, you know, I had to create a clinic. So I created a mental health clinic that is certified by the state of Wisconsin
mm-hmm.
to accept insurances.
Sure.
So it's heavily regulated, and, you know, we are totally legit with the state. It's totally worth it as a way to really grow a clinic and to be able to meet a lot of needs for people. So we
sure.
started with just one room and a couple of us therapists, slowly added on different therapy rooms. And then in just last summer, actually, we expanded to a little yoga studio across the street.
Very cool.
Because we wanted to offer some small group classes and things
sure.
like that. It's small. We don't take more than about 10 people.
Okay.
But we started with just one room, and now we have, like I said, a pretty big staff, and we're still growing. So there's definitely a need.
The look on your face says like that's
oh my goodness.
Challenge. How far
yeah,
do you go?
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's so hard for me to stop because people keep calling and asking for services because
sure.
we tend to get people who've tried other therapies or just traditional talk therapy, and they would like to try something different, a sure. different approach.
Okay.
And so we have people calling in every day, and I want to be able to meet their needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get a little bit squirrely if I have a waiting list, because I really want people to be able to get sure. services more, you know, more quickly than, you know, if you're in crisis and I tell you you have to wait 2 months, that's not awesome.
No,
so,
not great. No.
So
just put your crisis on hold.
Yeah, right. You'll be fine. You'll be fine in 2 months. But we have just continued to grow so that we can meet that need.
Sure.
So we're still experiencing some growing pains.
That's mm-hmm. completely understandable. And yeah. I always say, if you're not growing, you're dying. So that's good.
Right. No, we're right definitely growing.
Very mm-hmm. cool. So is it tough to find therapists?
You know, I've heard from other places that it is, but I have never had a problem. People come to us.
Awesome.
Yeah, people keep coming to me. Like, I field inquiries weekly, probably, from people who are looking for jobs.
Weekly?
Yeah.
Holy cow, yeah, I didn't even know that many people were around.
I know. There's a lot of therapists in Madison, and it's a really small community, which is great. Everybody mm-hmm. knows everybody. So,
sure.
you know, then the people who work with me at Insight really like what they do and are mm-hmm. passionate about it. And
sure.
They tell their friends who are therapists, and they think, oh, that sounds like a great place to work. So yeah, I've just had people reaching out, and it's great. Oh my gosh, I love that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is so great.
So we talked to restaurant owners, window washers, all kinds of different companies, and they can't find people.
Yes.
But therapists, which I thought would be one of the biggest challenges. You're like, oh yeah, man, we got.
Oh, we got it.
That's awesome.
I know.
Well done.
Good. Yeah, thanks.
That just speaks volumes, essentially, about the culture of your business. Mm-hmm. And if people are coming to you to work there.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, we're outside we're kind of a little guy, so we're not like the big UW clinic. We're not mm-hmm. Dean Clinic. So we have just a really different kind of approach. You know, it's
sure.
not just like a cookie cutter, you know, assembly line therapy.
Sure.
If somebody comes and makes an appointment with me and they don't click with me, there are a bunch of other people we'd like them to try at
sure.
Insight to see if, you know, maybe they want to try dance movement therapy. You know, I don't do that, but
sure.
but Victoria does. So maybe
sure.
they'd fit with her.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very, it's kind of a boutique clinic in that way. I
sure.
know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how do you choose people when you're hiring them?
When I'm hiring? That's a great question. I go a lot by instinct.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair. That's all right.
I really like to have a diverse skill set. So,
okay.
For instance, you know, there are a bunch of us who do the yoga and the movement.
Sure.
So then we need people who are traditional too. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have a couple therapists who are just talk therapists, and they're awesome at what they do.
Sure.
I have a gentleman who does substance abuse counseling. He was one of my most recent hires, and
okay.
that was an area that we didn't have any, we couldn't meet that need, but now we can.
Okay. Sure.
So I just kind of look for a broad range. I don't want to have just, you know, all of the same therapist.
Sure.
I want to be able to meet, you know, because people call us for their kids, their teens,
mm-hmm.
themselves, for their marriage, that
mm-hmm.
sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not, you know, if I don't love doing couples therapy, well, then I want to have somebody who does.
Sure.
So I'm just trying to make sure that I have it covered.
Sure.
Yeah.
So just to clarify for the
mm-hmm.
listeners here and for me, really,
mm-hmm.
I'll use them as the fault.
Sure. Absolutely.
People. Talk therapy is strictly just like it sounds. You're just talking.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. So, you know, you think of like the Freudian kind of example where
sure.
it's just you're on the fainting couch and just kind of
okay.
talking about how your mom screwed you up.
Right.
And that's
nice.
I mean, it's not exactly like that, obviously. We use
sure.
more cognitive behavioral approaches. So really targeting behaviors
okay.
and the thought processes that drive those behaviors and just, you know, offering suggestions, insights,
sure.
given homework,
okay.
that sort of stuff. And so we all do practice that as well.
Gotcha.
But I might make you do a little yoga in session. So that's
in session.
Oh yeah.
So you're like
for
sun
sure.
salutation now, kind of downward dog, whatever.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot of yoga, so that's
just
what
we need
on.
To change that, James. You come over to Insight sometime. Come
that's
to class.
That's fair. That's
yeah.
totally fair. I will be the one that people are like, oh, I don't have it so bad.
No. Right?
I can't even touch his toes.
Oh, we get all sorts of people. So our classes are for, you know, for our clients, but also for people in the community. So I have also
really?
Lots of neighborhood folks that just show up and want to get their yoga on. And
they just show up and they're like, I'm not crazy. I just need some yoga.
No Nobody is crazy, James. We don't use that word.
You do not?
No, of course not.
You say of course not like I should know that. I'm sorry. I won't use it from now on most
of
the time.
That's okay. But I mean, just implying that someone is a client of Insight does not mean that they're crazy.
Fair.
And I just use air quotes for the radio listeners.
That's how we work here. I'd love to say that's the first time. I can't. Maybe in that chair, but certainly not in the studio.
That's okay.
So tell me then, how do you define success with your clients?
Yeah. Because
that's, like, even with business coaching, I find that's a challenge as well,
right?
That's
a great question. And that's why, like, I want to just remove the stigma of people seeking therapy. Because you do not have, you know, like, thinking that you're crazy for going to therapy is just...
Sure.
That's not how it is. Like, when we work together, it's really collaborative.
Okay.
And we have, you know, we come up with a treatment plan, which includes goals that you and I set together.
Oh, interesting.
So... And they have to be pretty measurable. I mean, you're familiar with that, you
Very.
Know? So
yep.
If somebody comes to me and they have, like, significant anxiety around driving or, you know, what have you, let's set some real goals. Like, in a year, you're going to be taking the Beltline, okay? Like, without fear. You're going to drive the Beltline.
Everybody else might be afraid now.
But, you know, you're doing it. Or we, you know, we rate it on a scale of whatever it is for that person. And then we check back in on that regularly to see if we're meeting that goal. And if we're not, then we have to look at, well, what's not working here.
Sure.
So there is some assignment of homework often. Mm-hmm. That's where, for me, like, a lot of yoga comes in. If somebody does have anxiety around a certain thing, then we're going to target, you know, how can we use breathing? How can we get you in your body in that moment to prepare for whatever goals that you want to work on?
Gotcha.
So, I mean, we see, you know, the whole gamut of things that people are dealing with. And it doesn't mean that, you know, there are some, you know, issues where there's, you know, chemical imbalances and things like that. And that's why we fully support if people are taking medications. But we all have something we could work on.
Fair. Totally fair. No one is perfect. And I see a lot of people white knuckling it on the Beltline.
So exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of anxiety around driving.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So how do people find you then?
How do people find us?
Yeah. Or decide to come to you? Because I imagine just the one realizing that you have an issue is probably a challenge, right?
Yes.
As an individual. Mm-hmm. And then saying, oh, what do I need to do to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine they have to research or go online or something. There's some work.
Absolutely.
And people are afraid to make a phone call for ordering a pizza now.
I know.
I can imagine just calling for therapy has got there's a little bit of a hurdle there, right?
Yeah, right.
Perceived or real, whatever.
It's a very vulnerable thing. Mm-hmm. So we respect that, obviously. And we have, we have a wonderful calling service.
Sure, yeah.
that we use called Calls on Call. Mm-hmm. And they've been really great and very sensitive to the people who call in. And then we also, you know, we answer our phones as well sometimes.
Sure.
And we go through a process of just, you know, screening that person to see if we're a good fit for them. And we always ask, you know, where they were referred from.
Okay.
And it's typically through insurance. So people will call their insurance company and say, I really need to talk to somebody.
Sure.
And the insurance will give them a list of places, like, in their neighborhood or, you know, that works for whatever they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And we also get a lot of people who have been referred by past clients.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, which is great.
Speaks volumes, right?
I know. Yeah, it's good. Or, you know, I do a lot of networking too. So people from my networking circle.
Mm-hmm.
And we really don't do a ton of advertising. So it's word of mouth and from insurance companies mostly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you raised an interesting point that I even forgot that I wanted to ask you in regards to networking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because networking, you're meeting a bunch of people, you're learning about their business, they're learning about yours.
Mm-hmm.
And for one of the people that you meet to come to you and say, hey, I have a problem. This is a problem that they're probably not putting a billboard up or just running around telling people that they have this issue, right?
Yeah.
So there has to be some level of trust or privacy or whatever there. So how do you navigate that?
Yeah. Well, it depends. I mean, if it's somebody that I know very well, I'm not going to be comfortable being their therapist, obviously.
Okay.
So that's why it's great to have 7 other therapists in my clinic.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I would refer them to someone else in the clinic if it was an appropriate fit.
Sure.
And then, of course, we abide by HIPAA laws and confidentiality. So, so everything is protected.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were someone that I had met just briefly networking and they reached out out because they liked my approach and my personality, then
sure,
you know, I don't have any problem with that. You know, you get into dual relationships at mm-hmm. some points where, you know, if that person were like, you know, installing my new furnace today, I'd be a little bit leery about sure. having that therapist relationship. Mm-hmm. So if it were someone that I didn't have another business relationship with, I would sure. be okay with that.
Gotcha.
So, and we're always checking that with each other. That's why it's great to have that group
right.
of therapists that I can check and just be like, hey, does this seem ethical?
Sure.
And we do a lot of those little gut checks around the office.
Gotcha. That's yeah. fair. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. more businesses probably need to do that. So that's cool.
Yeah. And we have to. I mean, it's a very big job that we have, and people are, like I said, they're vulnerable.
Sure.
And we're there to help rather than harm.
Mm-hmm. No, I just saw that Google was experimenting with their AI phone call thing to help mm-hmm. you set up a hair appointment or something mm-hmm. like that. I'm like, there are certain businesses where you are just not going to have right. AI set up this call for right. you.
Alexa, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Find a therapist.
Right. Those are going to be the hardest phone calls for you to make. So yeah. If you don't practice or you're not used to it with ordering mm-hmm. a pizza or scheduling a haircut or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How are people going to make these calls that they really need, right? Or just exactly. communicate, however they do it, right?
Yeah.
Email, text, smoke signals, whatever.
Yeah. People do email, and that's fine. I invite people to email if that's sure. the way that they're most comfortable, but we're still going to want to have a talk. So
gotcha.
Give me some times that we could call you. You know,
gotcha.
And then we would go from there just because it helps to, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of personal questions we ask when they call mm-hmm. in to screen mm-hmm. that people probably don't want to write in an email.
Sure. That's fair.
Yeah.
So this leads me to another question that I run into with business coaching, right? I'm just looking for free advice here.
Absolutely.
So let's just say you're at a barbecue, you're hanging out with some friends and someone's like, oh, meet Jeannie. She's a therapist. Here's my friend Sally. Mm-hmm. Sally, tell her your problem. And all of a sudden you're in this session. You're like, wait, time out, Sally.
No, we don't do that. So okay. No, we don't want to hear your problems when we're not on the clock. I'm just
gotcha.
Telling you
okay.
that, James. It's actually, really easy to take off the old hat and just, you know, be
it
social.
It is. Okay. Because yeah. mm-hmm. I see people coming to me and they're like, James, mm-hmm. help this person, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Or even with clients, mm-hmm. you call them up to schedule something and it turns into an hour and a half phone call.
Right.
Wait. That wasn't his plan.
Mm-hmm. Boundaries. So you mm-hmm. got to have boundaries. Yeah, it does happen a lot. People tend to ask about their kids.
Oh.
Like it seems like that's a much more comfortable thing. Like when you're okay. out in the social environment, then they will say like, well, my kid's been dealing with something at school.
Oh,
I wonder
sure.
if you have any ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have kind of a soft spot for that. So
gotcha. Okay.
I sometimes fall down that rabbit hole, but because I, you know, I love working with teens and
sure.
I like to do what I can to help. But then, of course, I would say, why don't you call us and we'll see what we can do.
Set something up more mm-hmm. formal, make sure, okay.
Yeah, for
gotcha.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's so awesome.
Gotta have boundaries.
So let's shift into you've been in business since 2014.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're talking 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what made you decide to go off on your own?
Oh, my. So I worked in journalism for 18 or 20 years, something like that. Oh, a long time.
All right. So you're like, the world needs help.
Yeah, right? It is it's a depressing place. And I, you know, I really thought that I was being called to help. I was being called to to do more. I really got into yoga teaching. So that's where things kind of started to move for me is
sure.
that I love journalism. I love communication. I love telling mm-hmm. stories and
sure.
hearing stories. And I kind of recognized that journalism newspapers weren't going to be where I wasn't going to retire from a newspaper. You know, I
sure.
think you probably understand
fair.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Yep.
So I started looking around and I love teaching yoga. I got really I just got a lot of healing from myself, from my own life.
Huh, okay.
And I was just I love the classes I was teaching, and I was seeing people shift. I was seeing changes.
Oh, wow.
I know, and it's really powerful. And I thought, you know, I could do this in an even more impactful way
mm-hmm.
by doing therapy
sure.
and incorporating yoga. So I went and got my master's part-time while I was still working at the paper and teaching a lot of yoga. And I just didn't think I would fit
okay.
at, like, you know, your Dean Clinic or
sure.
UW Health Clinic.
Sure.
Because I don't want to be in a small little space just talking about problems. I wanted
right.
to be able to move and to
mm-hmm.
do yoga, and I thought that was really important. I just didn't think I'd have a place to be, so I wanted to create that place.
Sure.
So I created Insight pretty much on my own and realized very quickly that I needed more people around me.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I recruited just a wonderful movement therapist, Victoria.
Okay.
And two other wonderful therapists, Angela and Anne, and they have been with me from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's been humbling, you know, just to see the growth.
Sure.
To see that, you know, I thought I could do this alone, and I realized quickly that I didn't want to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just surrounded myself with the exact right people. And
sure.
It's been just growing ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and people are responding.
So that's good. That's very good.
It's very good.
So then, when you were in the journalism and you're working at the newspaper or whatever, did you have any background?
In social work, counseling, that sort of stuff?
Like that?
No, not at all.
So you decided to go back to school for that specifically for...
I spent a few years on the couch myself. Okay. And that's really what did it. I had a wonderful therapist in my 20s who just like really affected my life. And I thought, boy, if I could do that for people,
sure,
that would be a great thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I wanted to try it out before I quit my job and went to school. So I worked at an agency called Briar Patch that is in Madison, and they are a crisis agency for teens and families.
Okay. Sure.
And they let me counsel. They like have a wonderful training program. It's, you know, it's a month where they kind of teach you how to deal with crisis. And then they let me do therapy.
Wow. In person or over the phone?
Both.
Oh, wow.
Both. So I actually got to feel it out first before I applied to grad school. And I loved it.
Sure.
I mean, it was terrifying, but I loved it.
Terrifying. Help us with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would be on call like on the weekends and overnight and get these calls from teens and families in crisis and runaways. And
sure.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Sure. So 3 a.m. you get in a call that, hey, my daughter ran away.
Yeah.
Or,
uh-huh.
Hey, my son's talking about suicide or whatever.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So
and they're just calling you, trusting you to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking through the binder as fast as you
can. Exactly. There was a binder. Yes, there was a binder in play. And of course, I had a ton of backup.
Sure.
There, you know, of licensed clinicians at Briar Patch who would help out. And then, you know, I could see that family then through. Like, they would come in and I would do sessions with them. And, you know, I would see these kids change and grow. And it was so great.
That sounds cool.
I know. I loved it there. And I did an internship there. And I really look fondly on my time there.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me prepare to see if I even like to do this.
Sure.
And I did.
Sure.
So that's where...
So you're like, now we're going down that road, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So and when you were going to school, the desire was, or the goal was, to start your own business.
Yes.
All right.
I knew I wanted to have a little practice.
Nice.
Because I just didn't... I really have a hard time working for other people, too.
You were not the first person to say that in that chair, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, you know, I worked for a huge corporation at the newspaper, and it was just, I didn't love it. It just, I felt powerless. And I wanted to be able to be my own boss and to create an environment and a culture where people were really happy to be there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I know.
Huh. So what have you learned so far in business in the past 4 years?
Oh, James. Well, so there's a lot of stuff I should have done right away that I didn't do.
All right.
Stuff like? Call an accountant.
Okay.
Have a relationship with a lawyer.
Okay.
Insurance. Get good insurance.
Sure.
A little foreshadowing for what's coming next here.
All right.
What else? I should have taken a business class somewhere along the way. I just really didn't know. I mean, you know, you go and like do like an LLC search and just kind of figure that stuff out as you go. But boy, it would have been nice to have a little bit of framework for that. I had none.
Did you put together a business plan?
No. Mm-mm.
All right.
Still haven't. No.
Did you know what a business plan was?
I did. Yeah. I Googled it.
All right.
I'm writing a business plan right now, so I understand the process.
Sure.
So I'm like 4 years late on this.
You know,
but it's,
I've had businesses like that. It's not,
yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
It's working, you know, and that's the thing. If I had a business plan, I don't know if I would have taken all the risks that I did take.
Oh, interesting.
You know?
Interesting.
Because it's...
irony in planning, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I have no idea what would have happened if I had that business plan. But because I've just kind of gone on instinct and intuition, and of course with a ton of support from my family and the people that I work with.
Sure. So. Did you work out a financial plan? So you knew, hey, we got this many people coming in here. We expect that many people are bringing this much revenue.
Oh, no.
Rent is this, whatever.
No.
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 Just lease the space for 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll work itself out.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, it has. So that's...
It has. It was now. Yeah. Now when you say it like that, that sounds really irresponsible. But
it
worked.
Business coach in me saying you did what?
What did you do? Yeah, it worked. Well, and I realized right away, like I need to figure this out. And so I started networking, and I think that's where you and I met. And, I took all the advice I could get, you know, and it's working. So yeah.
It seems to be, man. You're blowing up from a growth point of view. You're taking on some challenges. You're expanding into I imagine with the yoga therapy, do you even have competition, local competition?
Well, not a lot. There is some, but I don't even really view it as competition because there's just so much yoga to go around. Like people need this. And if they don't get it from me, that's fine as long as they get it somewhere.
Sure.
It's a very, I just think that there is so much healing to be done through body-centered approaches.
Okay.
Nobody else has kind of created a clinic around this yet. I mean, I'm sure it's going to happen.
Sure. And well, they'll look at you being successful and they'll be like,
whoa, Jeannie did it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of yoga studios are getting more and more into the therapeutic aspects of it. It's not as much about the power and the sweat and the hot. I mean, there's definitely a place for that, you know, but...
I see all kinds of yoga things coming up. Beer yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy goats million degree
stuff
yoga.
Like that.
Goat yoga, yeah. It's
going
to be like yoga on Ferris wheels.
We don't have goats. We don't really do a lot of the gimmicks. We just do yoga. Really restorative stuff that is intended to help people get in touch with their inner experience, get in touch with their bodies, just to heal whatever it is that they're working on. So I don't see a lot of competition just because what we do is pretty unique.
Sure.
But I always welcome people reaching out to see, you know, just to network, to have other places to refer to. When I started to have a waiting list for the yoga therapy clients is when I was like, no, this is not right. I have to hire somebody else. So I hired an awesome yoga therapy provider.
Okay.
And she's been taking those. I just can't say no to somebody if they call and say, I want yoga therapy.
Sure. Like, spread the mats. We're making room.
Yeah, exactly. I will take it.
Sure. So, that's awesome. And then you said dance therapy as well.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
Dance, movement therapy. I don't know. They do their own thing. They
like ballroom dance kind of thing.
No.
I don't mean that to be like completely ignorant of this.
No, I think it's awesome that you're asking. I just wish I had brought some more information. So, the dance movement therapists. One on staff, Tara Rollins. She does all sorts of stuff, and she has like scarves and drums and just any kind of like fun stuff.
Sure.
So she's not like choreographing a dance for somebody.
Okay.
It is maybe somebody writing their narrative and then choreographing just movements that feel appropriate to help them
So is there
process.
Music?
Can be. Yeah, there can
be. So sometimes be music. It's just silence and you just move.
Yeah, or breathe.
However you feel. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre. I want to try it.
Oh, well, she's got a waiting list, James, but I'll get you on there.
I don't even know. So, like, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. What does someone get recommended to dance therapy for?
Yeah.
And I don't know if solve is the right word, but for help with or for
processing,
guidance?
Yeah, processing, absolutely. Sure. So trauma gets stuck in our bodies.
Okay.
So it can be from childhood. It can be from an acute episode like a car accident. It can be from abuse. We hold our issues in our tissues.
Sure.
As you hear your massage therapist say that, right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
And it's not always something that we can access cognitively. So when we tap into the wisdom of the body, we can start to release things, and our nervous systems can kind of just retune themselves either quietly over time or really loud through some kind of dance or drumming or whatever kind of release.
Huh.
So it's I don't have a, you know, a prescription of, you know, A, B, and C happen in a session.
Do five hokey pokeys.
No, we don't.
Turn yourself around.
That's pretty great, James. But no, no. It's however the body needs to release.
Sure.
You know, and it's often used with kids and teens. They can access that, but we do lots of dance movement with adults, too.
Okay. Yeah, is this group or is this?
Nope. Individual, one-on-one.
So therapist and student? Client, whatever.
Client, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe somebody can tap into something that's really upsetting to them. Maybe just, you know, calling to mind that emotion or feeling that emotion.
Okay.
And then just moving through the body, using whatever tools we have available.
Sure.
When I do it, I use yoga.
Okay.
So, you know, I get people either into a pose that is, you know, tiring or fatiguing or something like that. Where
just about anyone.
Right, for you, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then hopefully that can get them to a place where they can either start to, like, tolerate some of that or it can help them to get to a point of release and, and just kind of letting it go.
Okay.
And then, of course, we work on skills that involve, you know, breathing, meditation, some mantras, which is basically just like a, you know, chanting affirmation.
Sure.
Things like that.
When
I work with someone in yoga therapy, you know, I do a physical assessment. I look and see what's going on with the body, because we tend to hold ourselves in these different movement patterns that that can be a result of trauma, or, you know, you can sense, you can see like a depressed stance, which is very much like the Charlie Brown stance, you know.
I gotta broaden my
shoulders. James, it's been rising up.
Wait.
And you can read a lot about a person's experience from their physiology. And so then that's a point of departure for the therapy. Then we can talk about that. And those are easy things to, well, not easy, but they're easily identified. And then we can start to shift and make changes around that when you know, the client is not in therapy. Plus yoga just makes you feel good. You know?
Right.
So
very true.
We tend to get people who've never tried it, don't know anything about it, maybe want to work one-on-one, and then we baby step them up into classes, which our classes are small. I think I have 5 people registered today.
Okay.
You know, like, they're small.
Sure.
So then you get comfortable being in a group setting, you know, because it's really intimidating for people to, you know, take off their shoes and roll out a mat and go upside down and down dog or whatever it is.
Sure.
So if they can do that in that really, like, safe, protected environment, then, you know, they can maybe take a class at the Y or wherever they want to take a class and feel comfortable. So it's a long progression when we work. And, you know, the same with dance therapy. It's just being comfortable in the body.
Sure.
That goes a long way for confidence in other areas of your life.
Yeah. Speaking of, I just want to tell you a story about this dance therapy thing that it was a Tony Robbins conference, right?
Yeah.
And they're talking about the male and female energy and all this. And they dimmed the lights down and they played this music and they just had all the women stand up and the guys sit down. And they had all the women just dance how they felt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those, like, what is going on here? I'm trying to figure out the next step. Like, what are they doing here? But, man, the energy in that room, we're talking 3,000 plus people were in that room. Plus they had another room that I think had 8,000 or whatever people doing this, and it was just, it was super cool that what that did to the energy in the room, and did this whole masculine thing later where we got to yell freedom, so that was cool. But it was interesting, they were just pointing out the difference between male and female energy, and pointing out the difference that they just played some music, I couldn't even tell you what it was, and they told all the women to just move how they felt, and they just knew. It was like how sometimes when you take a, like, there's pictures of girls, right? A picture of whatever, and they know how to kick out their leg and put their hand on their hip. Like, it was just automatic.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I was thinking, like, there's no way that I would even know what to do here.
It's like a primal thing.
Yeah. But they tell me to stand up and yell freedom. I got that down.
See?
No problem. So it was interesting. I was just like, huh. And then they kind of took it into the different energies and stuff like
I'm sure. Yeah.
But now that you're talking about the dance therapy, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Movement, energy, okay, I get it.
Well, yeah, we are all just energy beings.
Sure, true, true, very true. Yeah,
So
it's just, you're tapping into that resource. It's cool.
Yeah, we do a lot of that. We talk a lot about energy in our sessions.
Sure.
So I like to talk about chakras and all that good stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
So then, do you ever have anybody that teaches yoga say that you shouldn't do what you're doing? Because I know yoga can be a... people are very dedicated to their specific mm-hmm. type of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know some people are like, beer yoga, grr, that's bad.
Beer yoga.
And I don't know if they had that way back then or not.
Well, I mean, yoga is therapy.
Sure.
You know, when you think about it, the yoga is the series of movements was passed down in order for us to get the body out of the way so that we could meditate.
Like, oh.
That's what yogis, that's why they wrote down all these poses.
Really?
Yes.
Get the body out of the way. Okay.
Yeah, because you need to, in order to sit and meditate for, you know, 10 hours on a mountaintop, you need to make sure your hips are nice and loose and that your spine is strong and
sure.
you can sit.
Right.
So it was really just about help, keeping the body healthy so that you could
okay.
meditate.
Okay.
So the poses are like a really small part of yoga. They're
really?
Only one of eight limbs.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, she just saw my mind get blown. Okay, so so tell yeah. okay, so movements are a small portion. What is the rest then?
What is
for the... yoga? If
oh, okay,
the
sure.
body movements so, are a small portion.
Right,
of yoga.
So like think of the iceberg, you know.
Okay.
So the poses are just the tip of the iceberg, and all of that real estate underneath the water
sure.
is yoga. It's philosophy, it's breathing, it's meditation, it's a way of living. I mean, it's right living. So
interesting.
There's
okay.
There are kind of 10 guidelines, principles
mm-hmm.
that are the very first two limbs of yoga. And it's, you know, non-harm is number one, you know,
okay.
don't hurt people.
Sure.
Tell the truth.
Okay.
All, you know, just live in moderation, all that stuff.
Sure.
And so there's a philosophy, a deep philosophy to it. And then it gets into, you know, poses, breathing, meditation. And then eventually we want to reach, you know, transcendence and
sure.
bliss, of course. I'm
Nirvana.
I'm still waiting. Still
sure.
waiting for that.
You'll get there.
Right.
It's a week or two, right? Put on the calendar.
Yeah, exactly. So the poses are really just a small part of it. And I think people
okay.
put a lot of emphasis on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll call in and I ask if they want yoga therapy. They'll say, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm not fit. I'm not flexible. I can't touch
sure.
my toes. Well,
right.
We're going to do yoga no matter what. So even just sitting on my couch,
sure.
you know, we're going to... I'm going to do a breathing exercise. We're going to do some kind of visualization.
Sure. Whether you call it yoga or not.
Right.
It's happening. Okay.
Exactly. It's
helpful.
Happening. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes
so,
sense.
So it's not just about the poses.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I didn't mean to go that deep down that road,
no,
but it's so
fascinating.
I could
talk about that for hours.
We only have one. So.
I know.
So let's shift back into your business.
Sure.
You're starting out and
mm-hmm.
you realize you need some people. So you bring on three
right away.
Okay, so how did you
yeah.
like on
mm-hmm.
day one or day 17 whatever
yeah.
when you have these people
yeah
they have to eat, so did
oh,
you have
right.
enough clients coming on, or how did you build up from nothing to something?
We actually did one of the people I brought on kind of had some of her own folks that she brought, and
nice.
then we were partnering with Meritor Hospital doing a movement-based therapy grant.
Really?
So, yeah,
okay.
it was pretty great. Victoria and I would go into the adolescent psychiatric hospital
mm-hmm.
and do some movement and yoga on the weekends, and then
okay.
those teens would get referred back to us for one-on-one movement therapy, where we would kind of be their secondary therapist.
Okay.
So they would have a primary, and then I would do yoga. She does her movement thing.
Sure.
And so we kind of had that built in.
Okay.
Which was great. And that was just a wonderful grant that we had. And
nice.
We still have. So we still serve those
oh, wow.
those kids. Yeah.
Is that a grant through Meritor or
no,
through government?
No, it's a
government,
private.
Or?
No, it's a private grant.
Private grant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
so
cool.
that's great. And then otherwise, I just, you know, I created the clinic so that we could accept Medicaid. And so
okay.
we started to get clients that way. And I just.
Okay.
started to get the word out, and did a little bit of advertising, did a lot of networking.
Okay.
And then, you know, they say, what, like 2 or 3 years you don't expect to make a profit
mm-hmm.
in business.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it was 1 year for us.
Oh,
but
well,
then,
that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We something clicked. And I don't know if it was all the networking or our reputation and other
sure.
clients.
Sure.
But it just kind of started snowballing. And then we were able to accept what is now Quartz Insurance, but it was Unity.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Back, about 2 years ago, and that was the real tipping point for
uh-huh.
us.
Ah, gotcha.
So a whole new audience opened up for
okay.
us, which has been great.
Is it tough to get?
Very.
Is it? Okay.
It's really hard to get on the HMO panels in town.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's no problem to get like Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Sure.
They, you know, those big national companies pretty much open up to mm-hmm. anyone, but the local HMOs are pretty, pretty tough to get. So, oh, I think that's above my pay grade. Okay. I don't know, James. I really don't know. Courts opened up because they, you know, they had that big merger this year, and sure. I think they knew, anticipated that they were going to need a lot more providers.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But we are still working on the others, trying to get credentialed with them.
Okay.
And rejected regularly. So
they give you hoops to jump through, or they're just
they
like
just say no.
Oh,
they okay. just say no.
No
yeah,
hoops.
There's no hoops.
It's we're just not in the mood.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. They say they have enough clinicians, which I know is not true. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
All right,
yeah. But that's okay. We are, you know, we're rocking it right now.
Yeah, you are.
And I'll continue to pursue them, only because I want to be able to meet the needs of the people that we see.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
And sometimes people switch insurance, and it's such a bummer if we have to be like, oh,
sure,
we're gonna have to refer you somewhere,
right?
Or we can take out of pocket.
Sure.
But I understand. I know how much it costs to have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You want to use it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's a crisis we haven't solved
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
It's 2018 and we're still scratching our heads.
Again, that's above my pay grade.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fair. I feel like we could solve this. We got this whiteboard.
Just
we could
me.
Just knock it out, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then try to have people listen to us like, hey, we solved
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Riveting.
So you've had some challenges in business.
I have.
It sounds like you've done all right in the past. Over 4 years,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, like, without having any real business knowledge, no business
mm-hmm.
plan,
mm-hmm.
not even a financial back of the napkin, anything.
No.
And you're doing okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
am I to tell you you're doing it wrong, right?
Right,
you're
exactly.
Kicking butt here.
Yeah.
So tell me, how have you survived some of the challenges that you've had?
So, well, it you know, it is a challenge to like I said, get on those insurance panels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've just been trying and persevering. Some of the other challenges, well, there's been one very big one
mm-hmm.
that happened on February 25th of
okay.
this year.
Not that it's memorable at
no,
all.
No, not at all. But our offices above Chocolaterian on the east side
yeah.
caught fire and were largely destroyed. So
mm-hmm.
we were displaced overnight. So that was a huge challenge for us. So,
wow. So
yeah, I got a call Sunday morning that your business is on fire, and
okay, just FYI,
figure it out.
Change your plans.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not like we can work remotely. You know,
right.
we see people one on one.
Sure.
So
that is
yeah,
crazy. So what did you do?
It was
because
so,
then you go into crisis mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like we got to solve this.
It was a really difficult day.
I bet.
A couple days actually, but I rallied the troops. I texted everybody, and almost all of the people who work at Insight showed up at my house, and we sat around my dining room table with a computer and just looked at our schedule for the next couple weeks and made a plan. So luckily, we had the yoga studio across the street,
mm-hmm.
which we could use as one therapy room. So
mm-hmm.
we went from having five therapy rooms to one overnight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so we did have to cancel quite a few clients and reschedule them for later.
Sure.
But we just went through and kind of did a triage, like, who do we need to see this week? Who can we get in? And
sure.
It was, you know, it was such a group effort. It was just amazing the work that everybody did at Insight. You know, we ran to Costco and got a filing box and some, you know, files and just like set up a little
sure.
kind of a little meatball surgery office in our yoga studio, and we just kept going. And the community was so great too. So many people reached out
mm-hmm.
and offered us space. I believe you did
mm-hmm.
The next day. Thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the neighborhood businesses right next to us is One Barrel Brewing, and they
oh, sure.
yeah, they reached out through our website. They don't know us. And just said, hey, we saw what happened. Can we help? And they have a room upstairs of their bar that they offered to us. And we used
oh,
it for
cool.
almost a month.
Did you really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We did. So we did therapy over a bar.
Huh.
We did yoga in their bar.
All right.
It was.
Wait. You did yoga?
Yeah.
I'm just glossing over this. Like yoga in a bar. It's Wisconsin. We do everything
yeah,
in a bar.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How did you do that?
So it was upstairs, so their bar upstairs. We just moved all the tables out, you know, hid anything that looked like alcohol.
Sure.
We were very mindful of, obviously, we didn't take anybody with any substance abuse issues to the bar for therapy.
Let's just see how this goes.
No, absolutely not. And so we did some one-on-one yoga there in the bar, and it worked out so great. It was actually a really interesting memory.
I bet.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm just so grateful to Peter and the folks at One Barrel for helping us out.
Sure.
And then we had taken over the lease of the space above our yoga studio that was supposed to get this dramatic build out and open on May 1st as this big expansion.
Oh, no. Yeah. 2 weeks ago. Sure.
Yeah. And I told the landlord, I will take it as is if you can get us the space. So we started to get some space upstairs within the next week where we had one suite that we could use.
Sure.
And then they did a build out while we were in the space. Mm. So I did therapy while shouting over a table saw for a couple weeks. So it was not ideal.
No, doesn't sound like it.
No, that was a growth opportunity right there.
Sure.
So, and now the space is built and it's gorgeous.
Oh, nice.
My landlord, Mark Jorgensen, has been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And we just love the neighborhood. We're above Mad City Music, the vinyl record shop.
Oh,
so,
sure.
So I know, we've built like this little clinic around a record store.
Fun.
I know. And they're great people and we love being there. So that has been a huge challenge. And so I still don't really have an office.
All right.
Because, you know, as the business owner, you have to eat last.
Yep.
Yeah. So so I'm still just trying to get grounded that way.
Gotcha. That's fair.
I'm in a different room most days and that's the way it needs to be until we get more space.
That is awesome. So what is the top thing that you learned from this whole scenario?
It helps to have a yoga studio across the street if your business is going to burn. See if you can make that happen.
Just forget about insurance. Yeah. Just make sure you have a yoga studio across.
Yeah, you know, our insurance wasn't great and did not help us out much. And that's a big learning for me. So I...
The commercials only go so far,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. And so be agents. A little more mindful. Well, as a mental health clinic, you have to have so much coverage for malpractice.
Oh, I bet.
So I write these big checks for malpractice insurance. And I wasn't thinking as much about, well, my property's not that meaningful.
Sure.
Sigh. Lesson learned.
Sure.
It's okay. So I would say, really be mindful of your insurance and have a good relationship with an agent.
Sure.
And then it really does help to diversify. The fact that we had that space was life-saving for us.
Sure.
And so I really, that whole eggs in one basket thing isn't just a joke, you know.
Right.
It helps to really have... I mean, it'd be great if we had another clinic somewhere, but, you know, give me a couple years.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a year and a half with the rate that you're going.
I hear Sun Prairie's nice.
Sun Prairie's fantastic. And we, you know, we're growing, so there's bound to be some people that could use your services,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I've actually looked around to see where there's a need in Dane County. So, because I think people need what the services we provide and we're doing something kind of different and I want to be able to help as many people as I can.
Sure.
So
that's fair. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's admirable, really. So
thanks.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was the plan, I guess, or is there a plan for how long you'll run with this? Like, is it just build it up till it's 80 people and then you'll finally get an office?
Yeah, right. I'd really like an office. Step one.
Just big dreams.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping to get back into the building that burned in the next month or two. We're going to build a little branch office in there with a couple suites and then I'll get my office back.
In addition to?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We'll keep the clinic above the record store.
Nice.
And then I don't know. So I have another plan.
You do?
I do.
Can you share it here?
Yeah, I can.
Awesome.
Is it okay if I share it here?
It's totally okay.
Okay.
More than okay.
Okay. So we are, you know, we're establishing Insight as this presence on the east side and we just love it. And so many of our people are in the neighborhood and it's just convenient and we're not going anywhere. So we are staying on the east side with our clinic. But we've always had this kind of grand vision to create a space in the country, a rural retreat space where we could have yoga workshops, contemplative meditation workshops, and even, you know, artistic things.
Sure.
So I'm actually writing a business plan right now with my partner.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, we're looking to create, I mean, right now it's like the Insight, you know, wellness retreat, but it won't be Insight. It will be kind of its own thing.
Okay.
And we're looking, we're kind of staking out territory within a couple hours drive, within
wow.
like 1 to 2 hours, hopefully.
Okay.
So my dream is to have a place where people can go for respite, go to just kind of unplug, check out, do some stress relief, do
sure.
some yoga. It's not like a spa. I mean, although I don't rule that out.
Sure.
You know, that right. sounds pretty great right now, actually.
Right, right.
Where we can do some restorative weekends of, you know, yoga for... Our specialty, obviously, is,
sure.
is yoga for mental and emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really love to do that. But also opening it up to, you know, other therapies, you know,
sure.
arts, writing, and just I'm totally wide open to other ideas. So.
Nice.
So we're in the thick of writing that plan to see. So now I am being very mindful about this one, James. So I do need to see if I can make this investment pay off.
Sure.
So that's where I am right now.
Nice.
Because it's a little bit bigger than just like leasing
a
little
a lot bigger.
Office on the east side.
You're talking about buying property, putting
yes.
up a building.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot bigger. Okay.
Yeah. So it's the vision.
That's awesome.
We'll
that's
see. I might get the business plan done and be like, meh.
That's
not
going to
work. Maybe we'll just open a clinic on the west side.
I don't
rule that out either.
That's awesome.
So or Sun Prairie.
I appreciate you saying that. Like, I teach this business planning class, right? And I got, I don't know, what we got this last one, maybe 20-some people in there.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And yeah, it was a it's huge
good
from the class that I'm teaching, right? Anyways, I have some ground rules, and one of them is don't fall in love with your business.
Mm-hmm.
Because even after it's made, things can change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people fall in love all the way to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they learn just from a financial point of view, it's just, it doesn't make sense,
yeah.
right? You got to either tweak or walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's half the point of the business plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is to figure out, is it a viable business, right? So
yeah.
people are like, what? Don't fall in love. I thought you had to have
but
all
it's
this
my
passion
baby.
And love. Yeah, right? Like, no.
Yeah.
This business was made to serve you. You're building this business to serve you, not
right.
vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for that to happen, if the business clearly on paper doesn't serve you, it's probably not going to serve you in reality.
That's
either.
A great point.
Because the business plan doesn't have, hey, our building burned down.
Yeah, no, no.
Something of that nature.
No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, so, you know, Insight's more than just the building, which is great.
Like, right,
you
much
know, we
more.
We saw that it,
much
it,
more.
It could survive that.
Much more.
And in fact, like, you know, the state was like, you know, you actually need to have a plan in place if something like this were to happen again. So, like,
oh, funny.
All right, well, I think, you know. We'll,
by the way.
We'll figure that out.
Sure.
And that's why, you know, I think thinking about more, you mm-hmm. know, another location is not, definitely not out of our possibility right now.
So do you have a ballpark timeline? Like, we're talking a year, 6 months? I won't hold you to it.
Yeah. I would love to have something purchased this year. That
oh,
was
wow.
that
okay.
was my goal when 2018 started, was to have something concrete.
By the beginning of 2018 or
no, at the beginning of 2018 I said this year I'm gonna buy something, I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna take a step toward this business.
Nice.
And then the my actual livelihood caught fire. So
oh.
that was
there's that.
So then I took a few weeks to kind of put it on the back burner, but
sure.
But I'm back at it now. So yeah, I would love to have something in place within the next 2 years.
Sure.
But that depends on, you know, just I will not sacrifice Insight.
Mm-hmm.
Like I need to make sure that we're still delivering
sure.
you know, the care that we are known for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
my
awesome. Main, yeah, that's my main thing.
Huh.
Yeah, I know.
That's super cool. So what do you do outside of yoga and therapy and all this other stuff that you have
I
going on?
I don't do anything. I work all the time, James. That's the problem. I read a lot of books,
okay.
and I actually still write once in a while.
You really?
As much as I bag on journalism, I love journalism, and I still write occasionally for
right, like blogs,
the State
or like...
Journal. No, I write about books and authors.
You really?
Yeah, yeah.
I have
just
you
can't...
ever written? You read this old business book?
I knew you were going to come at me with that.
I didn't know even though you did this. So this is just shameless plug, right? It's just like...
Yeah. I have. So I was actually talking about it this morning because I was like, gosh, James has books out.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a features, because I really write for like the features section.
Okay.
Or if that's a business thing, because I don't really do the business writing. So
we can probably talk offline.
I think we could.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just don't know how to quit them, the journalism.
That's kind of cool.
State Journal. Yeah, I just keep writing. I just love reading and writing, and I want people to be engaged.
Do you have a favorite book?
No.
No.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. That's just like...
Top.
So many things just like went in my brain at that
moment.
Or
even like,
you know?
One, if you were to recommend one to someone, be like, hey.
Best book I've read in the last few years was The Goldfinch by Donna Tartt. She's
Goldfinch.
My favorite.
Yeah. Is that fiction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I won the Pulitzer a few years ago.
Okay.
So I love literary fiction. And so that's
right.
Kind of my jam. But that's the one that just kind of stuck. I'm going to regret that in like 5 minutes, I guarantee. That's one of those things. Like,
regret
what's
the book
your favorite? No, when somebody asks you, like, what's your favorite book? And like, books are so important to you. And then you just like say something. And then later,
No. It's interesting because sometimes I'll think, like, well, what if somebody asked me that question? And you're like, oh, that was a stupid question.
Yeah.
James. I'm putting somebody on the spot.
I know.
But in the end, it's just at this very moment, that's what it was.
That's what came up for me. I really like things that reflect the human experience.
Nice.
So, because I use books a lot in my therapy too, so I like
having clients read them, or are you just giving passages from them?
I encourage clients to read them, or you know, I talk about rewriting their story,
sure,
and use some literatures, you know, comparative
sure
therapy type mm-hmm. stuff. So, it's just really important to me, and that's what's been really hard since the fire. My books are okay. They're in my office and I can't get to them. Like,
oh no.
I know, I'm not surrounded by my books all day, which I miss a
lot. No, I totally understand that, because
yes.
My office is all books.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So I've been really crabby for like 4 months now. But,
oh,
yeah,
I'll see what I can do to change that on the radio show here. Welcome to therapy.
Yes,
right?
I feel like I really have like unloaded and just, you know, processed a lot of stuff with you today.
We knocked on a lot of stuff.
We
here.
Did. I know. I feel better.
So that's good. Yay.
Yay.
It was talk therapy, right?
I know.
No dancing or yoga here. So
that's okay.
I did want to ask you mm-hmm. how, beyond what do you do for fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like most about owning your own business?
I like being the boss. I like being in charge.
That's
I
awesome.
Do. I do. It's, you know, it's not, I'm not ashamed of it. I get to make the decisions.
Sure.
And on days like February 25th,
mm-hmm.
That's not fun, making those decisions.
But it proves,
you know,
your leadership, right?
I hope so.
When you're just like, look, we're getting together, we're
yep.
solving this. I think
yep.
it's fantastic
yep.
how you got people together.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, let's get around the dining room table.
Uh-huh.
We got this computer. Let's just bang this out, right?
Yes, yes.
This is... We're just
you make
solving
it
problems.
Sound you make it sound so confident, but I was like, you know, barefoot and crying the whole time. So.
Well, you know, some people want to see weakness in a leader to prove that they're human, right?
Right.
But in the end, you still got the job done,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did.
It doesn't really matter if there's tears or not.
Yeah, I really just enjoy the experience of owning a business too, because I get to advocate for people.
Sure.
And I get to help people. Gosh, it's so cool.
Oh my gosh, that's
yeah.
the best part.
Yeah.
Right?
It
I
is.
Would bet that with what you do, that some of the best times that you have is seeing somebody that you've helped in the grocery store line or something
mm-hmm.
and saying, Jeannie, oh my goodness gracious.
Oh,
blah, 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 blah,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's very meaningful.
Seeing how you help them and all this jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's a big deal.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. It makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It mm-hmm. all comes together. That's awesome. Well, cool. I appreciate you coming on, Jeannie.
Absolutely. Thank
Do you have any
you
questions for
me
before we... In this awesome session. I don't want to end this, but...
I don't think so.
I think
well, we
kick
can,
us out soon,
we can
so.
Keep talking, James. Thank you very much for inviting me. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being on here.
Mm-hmm.
It is so awesome to hear that you did so much so well so quickly.
Yeah.
And with challenges and stuff like that. So how many people could say that they'd survive if their building burned down?
Yeah.
Or building burned. Not
yeah.
necessarily down.
It caught fire, for sure. Yeah. It's still standing.
Minor details.
Yep.
Minor details.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggles, stories, and triumphant successes of business owners across the land, business plan or not, and gross huge fire or not. Coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie, my name is James Kateman, business coach at Draw In Customers Business Coaching and author of the Bold Business Book, available on Amazon, soon to be Jeannie's next big read. We'd like to thank you and our guest, Jeannie Kolker of Insight Counseling and Wellness. Jeannie, thank you again for coming.
Thank you.
Find us airing on 103.5 Wednesdays at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. as well. is at the sunprairiemediacenter.com. And we can also be found morning, noon, and night at the podcast link on drawintcustomers.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. I want you to stay awesome and, of course, enjoy your business.